Hey, Ona, it's Bea. You can't call me back. I don't have my phone right now. I got your mother's number from information and I called her for your cell number. I'm calling from a payphone. Remember those? How are you? I just wanted to hear your voice. Judy died. I mean, Judy was killed. I mean, Judy died. Don't worry, I'm not crying. But yeah, they killed my dog. Poisoned. And I don't know who at the farm did it, but somebody did it. Sammy told me that Judy was poisoned and they buried him behind the main house. I asked Sammy who did it, but he wouldn't tell me who. He just kept saying Judy was poisoned and they buried him behind the main house. He said, that's all I'll say. Sammy wouldn't tell me who buried Judy behind the main house. I can't believe I didn't notice this spot on the ground where they buried him. I guess it's because there are a lot of dug up places on the farm. I mean, it's a construction site, but why do you think Sammy wouldn't tell me? Why do you think he helped me look for Judy even though he knew Judy was dead? Why do you think he lied to me? They all lied to me. I hate it when people lie to me. Don't you just fucking hate that? Bob talked to me about it after Sammy, and he told me that I wasn't told because he didn't think I could handle it because of my issues. He wouldn't tell me who poisoned Judy. He said who did it isn't important. You don't have to deal with it because we're dealing with it. And then he talked about how hard his job was keeping a community together. And he told me this is a good opportunity for me to work on my issues and that I should focus my pain on my work. He told me that grief is an indulgence we can't afford. And I asked Bob, who poisoned Judy? And he said it doesn't matter. He said that's not the real issue. The real issue is my attachment to a dog. He told me that I have to be strong, especially now, especially with how much healing the world needs. He told me that I really need to learn how to deal with pain. Anyway, I've left the farm. And I don't feel strong. I feel sick. I mean, they poisoned my dog. So I left. I just got the fuck out of there. I hope you're okay. I mean, what the fuck, right? What the fuck? I just need to think. I need a break. Everything feels crazy. And I'm headed back to Moody. Moody is so disappointing on so many levels, but it's home and I need to go home. Anyway, call me back. Can you call me back? Are you okay? I don't have my phone, but I'm checking messages. I left my phone in the room because I was in such a hurry to leave. I mean, what the fuck, right? A few hours after I talked to Bob, I just threw my stuff into my bag and I got in my car and left. And that was yesterday. I can't go back there. Not right now. So now I'm here. I don't even know where I am. Some gas station in North Dakota. I'll get a new phone when I get back to Moody. Ona, can you tell me why they would poison my dog? Call me back when you can. Remember how I was when I first started writing you? I was so lost and I thought I was finding myself at the farm, but so anyway, call me. Tell me that you're okay, okay? I don't have my phone, but I can check my messages. I just wanna hear your voice. Is that weird? When are you coming to Moody? Maybe I'll see you when you come. Okay, bye.
B, oh my God, I just got your message and I don't know why they would do that. What they did? I'm so glad you got out of there. That was definitely the right thing to do, but fuck. B, I am so sorry about Judy. I hope you're doing okay. I mean, obviously you're not okay, but I hope you're taking care of yourself however you can. Thank God you're out of there. Listen, I've been thinking end of the month, you know, to visit my folks and stuff, but I think I'm gonna book my flight now. Head out to Moody this weekend, if I can. Let's meet up when I'm there, okay? I really want to see you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, B. I know Black Feather felt like this is it, you know? Somewhere you could learn and grow and push yourself. I mean, it sounded like it was that for a while. But all along, it was just... They fucking poisoned your dog, B? And tried to turn it around on you? Make you feel bad for feeling bad about it? Which is just so many layers of... Ugh. But you got out. You went with your gut, and you got out. Which is good. Really good. Okay, listen, so I'm going out there. Just, you have my number. But you can also call my parents' place anytime. Or just drop by. You can always crash there if you need. I'm just thinking if Sarah's still at your place. And I know my parents are my parents. But they love you and would love having you. And just know you have somewhere else to stay. As soon as I book the ticket, I'll call back with the flight info so you know what I'm getting in. Okay? Let's meet up and, like, find a Safeway parking lot to dance in. Just us two and Tupac and some PBR. Oh, could really use that, I think. Okay, I'm gonna go look up flights now. I try for tomorrow, but oh my god. When actually gave me an ultimatum about picking up the rest of my stuff. I have to get it by the end of the week or it's going on the curb. Ugh. Part of me wants to just let it go. Like, do I really need that stuff? There are a few things I think I actually do need for the piece I'm working on, so... Oh, which, remind me, when I see you, to tell you about this bizarre experience I had when I was visiting the space the other day. It was right after I had this fucked up dream, too, which, like... Or wait, maybe that dream came after the visit, like, that night? I can't remember. Anyway, I'll tell you when I see you, which will be very soon. I know you're telling me some pretty awful, horrifying shit that went down, but it was still so good to hear your voice be. You know, I don't hear it for years, but then when I do, every time, I'm like, oh, right, like, only a few days have gone by, or hours. I miss you. Call me again, okay? Let me know where to find you. I'll see you soon. Okay, bye. See you soon.